Amos Perikei Pasuk Tes Zayin. Lochain. Therefore. So that means with all of the Musar, with all of the Tochacha that came just before, and Yosef being burned to a crisp, and the remnant barely surviving. So more lamentation. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Tzevakos Hashem Adoshem. Thus says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lord, God of hosts, the Lord. So a repetition of Hashem. We say Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanan. But this is a negative. B'chol Rechovos mispaid. In all of the streets, they are going to be lamenting. They're going to be mourning. V'chol Chutzos Yomru Hai Hai. In the city squares, the city squares are the Rechovos and the Chutzos are the streets. So all of the narrower ways to get to the main squares, to get to the places where people gather, or the streets and the roads, they're going to be saying, whoa, whoa, hoi, b'karu ikar el avel, and they will call out to the farmer with mourning. So it says, actually, v'karu ikar el avel, it's not entirely certain which one is calling out to whom. Are the farmers calling out to the mourners? Are the mourners calling out to the farmers? Umispeid al yodei nehi, and lamentation with those who know how to wail, the professional mourners. Yedzayin v'chol kiranim mispeid, and in all the vineyards there will be mourning and lamentation. Ki evar b'kirbcha, Amar Hashem, because I will pass in your midst, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's interesting. Usually the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reassuring. It's positive. Klal Yisrael has a special relationship with him. But in this case, everywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is going, there's going to be mourning and weeping and lamentation and hoi. So either the farmers and the vine workers are so remote from people doing their work that they need to be told about the terrible things happening in the cities, or the lamenting is coming from the vineyards and from the fields, which means it's an agricultural disaster of some kind. And the farmers and vintners are the ones who see it first, and they call out to the people and say, we're going to have no food, we're going to have a famine. It's an echo, says Rabbi Et Shalom, of the plagues that faced Mitzrayim, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence went through Mitzrayim as a punishment. He suggests back in Sefer Shmuel, where the people of Beit Shemesh got the Aron back and they opened it up, and then, oh boy, mass slaughter, mass disaster. Sometimes it's radioactive. When David HaMelech's, one of his right-hand men, tries to save the Aron from falling off a wagon where it seems to be tilting, Uzzah, Peretz Uzzah. Yidches hoi ha-misavim es yom Hashem. Woe to those who desire the day of Hashem. Now, the day of Hashem in so many of the Nevi'im is a positive. It's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes vengeance on all the other nations for everything they did to us. But in this case, the day of Hashem is that all the Nevi'im were sent to rebuke the Jewish people for all of their terrible misdeeds and to do tshuva. And now they'd better be scared of the day of Hashem because this is when it comes back upon them. Lamazel lochem yom Hashem, v'choshech v'lo or. Why would you want the day of Hashem? It's darkness, not light. You're waiting and waiting for the light. You're waiting for the dawn. There's a very famous agada in Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches, where there's a rooster and a bat awaiting the dawn, and the rooster says to the bat, I'm waiting for the light because that's when I crow. That's what I want. I want the daytime. But why would you want light? Why would that help you? You're blind as a bat. These people of the Jewish people are blind as bats and refusing to do what they know is the right thing to do and degrading the Nevi'im who tell them to do so. Yutess, please excuse the garbage truck in the background, but city services go on even during a government shutdown. Kasher yanus ish mipnei ho'ari, like a man fleeing from a lion. Ufiga'o hadov, and he runs right into the bear. Who meets him there? You get out of one trouble and you fall right into another problem. Uvah habayis, usamach yado al akir, and he comes to the house. He puts his hand on the wall to lean on it. Uneshacho anachash, and a serpent bites him there. And it feels that way for the people of Israel right now with all the other nations of the world. Everywhere we go, there's somebody waiting to bite us, to attack us, to go after us, to vote against us, to condemn us, to all of these things. Everywhere you go, there's another danger lurking. Chaf halo choshech yom Hashem v'lo or. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, but not light for Klal Yisrael, for Malchus Yisrael in this situation? The darkness symbolizing trouble, the light symbolizing hope. V'yafel v'lo nogalov. It's very, very dark. It's pitch blackness with no brightness in it of any kind. Now, Abarbanel says this is actually directed at Yehuda. They're watching Malchus Yisrael be destroyed. And what are they doing? They're smug. Ah, you deserved it. You were mean to us. Now you get what you deserve. You want the day of the Lord to come? Watch out. It'll rebound on you. Chafalot. Sonesi ma'asti chageichem. I reject your festivals, your sacrifices that you bring. V'lo ariach ba'atzroseichem. I do not smell the sacrifices of either your atzeres or your assemblies. I don't want them. You know, as we say, if you read the Machzor in Yom Kippur, tear your hearts, not just your clothes. We saw that pasuk. Chav beis. You offer up to me burnt offerings, olos, and minchas, meal offerings, grain offerings, flour offerings. I don't want them. I'm not going to regard to look to the shlamims of your fattened cattle. I don't want them. Now remember that Malchus Yisrael had its own festival in Cheshvan that they made because it was a day when there wasn't a real Yontif. But the assemblies of Malchus Yisrael are not worthy of Hashem's regard, Hashem's attention, Hashem's goodwill. We constantly say, Ritzei, that our sacrifice, whatever kind, should be accepted. But here, I don't want it, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu.